This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Listen, before we get started, just much love to everybody who's got family and whatnot in the Southeast. Man, Helene, all of a sudden, it was like,
oh my gosh,
like it's coming. You know, it was like we knew, and not for nothing, Kayla, who used to host this show with me, her family's in the Tampa area.
Oh, man.
And all of that. And so we've gone through this a million times with these hurricanes. And honestly, they just had throw a party and everybody's kind of hunkers down. But this one seems like it's a little nastier than it's been.
Yeah. So
just, boy, and I so hate it. Thoughts and prayers, but literally. Literally.
Yeah, I'm so happy you said that. I was watching some of my friends that live in Florida, and they're so fun. They're funny. They always, like you said, they're like, oh, we're used to this. But there's something different about this one. I know a couple of my friends feel a little concerned, and I can't imagine how that feels. I'm so happy you said something, yeah.
And I am weird about this stuff. Like, I didn't get to sleep till 10 o'clock's late for us, you know, and I went to bed early. I went to bed early last night. Michaela went to bed early last night because she's sick. By the way, in all of that too, very proud of you. The fact that Michaela has made it to Friday is a victory in and of itself, just like all the rest of us. But hers has got a little extra hot sauce on it too. The fact that you've made it here and that you showed up today, we're super proud of you.
Oh,
and
you're a beast. Dude. I know. You know, when you're trying to fight something off and you get to the final day, you're like, all right, let me get through this. And then this sickness is going to hit, baby.
You are a 4'11" stick of dynamite. And I'm just, I'm proud. I'm proud of you. It's, yeah, but I get obsessed with hurricane coverage. I can't stop watching it. And it's the same. And literally after it hits, and especially when it's in the middle of the night, it's the same thing over and over. Mm-hmm. I can't stop watching it. It's crazy for me. And I don't want to say that I get excited for it because people's lives are in danger, but I'm like, I can't turn away.
Well, you know what's so funny about you? Your whole job is like, for years has been like paying attention, breaking news. Like, you're so fun and great, but you also, somebody told me the other day, actually, they said, you know, I always listen to Chet Buchanan, but he was the one that broke the 9/11 news to me. Like, mm-hmm. I get a lot of my information and fun information. So I feel like your brain kind of works like that too.
Yeah, it just goes into that mode. But it's what. Oh, so in my journeys of paying attention and all of this kind of stuff, I'm glad you brought that up. So Costco has gotten into the whole Diddy thing now. Costco decided that they needed to speak. It's my favorite thing. So remember the other day, the lawyer goes, well, you know, 1,000 bottles of baby oil. We've all heard about that.
Sure.
So yeah, he had 1,000 bottles of baby oil. Well, I can't speak to Diddy, but he's a man, you know, he's got money. So he likes to buy things in bulk. You know, he's got big houses and he's got a lot of people. So yeah, what do I know? So he went to Costco and he bought baby oil. Big deal. Costco decided to jump into this, and they went, we don't even sell baby oil. Don't try to drag us in your BS.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
In addition to everything else that's going on, for locals only, Raiders Cleveland Sunday, Rebels tomorrow against Fresno State. Get in there, support the boys. It's been a rough week for the fellas.
Yeah.
Go show them a little bit of love. Did I say Fresno State? It's Fresno State. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I said Fresno State.
Yeah, you did.
Fresno State. Like, you care. Honestly, you just like go to the Rebel game. 12:30 tomorrow. Then Aces on Sunday, game number one of the WNBA semifinals against the New York Liberty. They will be back home on Friday for game number three. And then hopefully everything goes well. Or, well, if we could sweep the Liberty out on game three, that'd be dope. But, you know, maybe, but if it doesn't go the other way, if you know what I'm saying, game four, if necessary, I'll just say that next weekend on Sunday. But all of that ahead of us. It's Friday. And the Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Friendly Ford, Decatur in the 95. Did you get your convertible yet?
Not yet. You and I got to go make a deal. Not yet. Did you make any calls for me?
I may have put the word out that Michaela's on the hunt. Here's the deal. So both her and her fiance's cars are in trouble.
Right now.
So they got a loaner and it was a Mustang convertible. And now Michaela's obsessed.
We've fallen completely in love. Me and Lisa will definitely be fighting over the convertible. I'll win.
Saying Friendly Ford, Decatur in the 95. Friendly Ford, pay less, get more at Friendly Ford. Get more
with the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
First pick today at 702-364-9898. Why don't we do Nicki Minaj tickets tomorrow night, MGM Grand Garden Arena. Nicki Minaj in town. We were invited to our friend's 40th birthday party. Surprise party thrown by the husband at a fancy restaurant where they reserved the entire back room. Nice.
Very cool. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Fancy invitations went out on them. Here's the important part. Fancy invitations, in addition to the who, what, and where, was also in plain, bold print. No gifts, please. Just bring your warm and pleasant company. See where this is going already.
Love.
We abided by the request. We got to the party. Maybe close to half of the people brought something for the birthday girl, to which she seemed delighted. And no one commented that the gifts were unnecessary. Now, in the email here, we're not cheap. And we most definitely would have brought something for our dear friend. In addition to feeling embarrassed, this work is weird for me. In addition to feeling embarrassed, my friend acted differently toward me through the whole party and did not immediately return a post-birthday call, which isn't like her.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know why I felt like she was speaking directly to you, Michaela, but I do. I don't know why. Do people not mean it? Yeah, and I'll get your answer up front. Do people not mean it when they say, no gifts, please? And how are we supposed to know? What's the difference? And secondary question, should they send a gift post-event?
If I say don't bring a gift, I mean it. When I say it, I mean it. If you still choose to bring a gift, that's nice. But I think it's weird the friend is being weird about it. That's not cool.
Don't you have to hold your own self accountable? You know what I mean? Like, okay, well, I said no gift. She didn't bring a gift. So it doesn't mean she hates me.
Don't bring a gift. So she didn't.
Why am I hating her back?
Yeah, that's weird. Oh, I don't know.
Quick and dirty, 702-364-9898. Caller number 25. Nicki Minaj tickets for you. And just confirm or deny. Here's my question. How are you supposed to... Well, the two questions we didn't answer, and we'll get to you in a second, Michaela. Do you send a post gift? And how the hell are you supposed to know when they say no gifts, but then they want a gift? What? Breaking news. Before we get to the first pick, breaking news. Due to overwhelming demand, New Kids on the Block have added 8 shows to their first ever residency.
Let's go, boys.
Already a win for the fellas.
Exciting.
Hey, by the way, good dudes too. New Kids, great adults. Really, they were good guys. We like it. So good for them. We have your New Kids on the Block Vegas residency tickets coming up at 7:10 with Michaela's hometown throwdown. But first,
with the first pick,
it's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's on the phone?
We have Sarah Williams from North Vegas.
Well, thank God, just in time, Sarah. With an H or no H?
With an H.
With an H. Good. It's okay. Important. Important. If people don't ask, I, you know what? I'm skeptical of those people who don't ask. They don't really care about you like we do. No, we care about you. That's why we ask. There's an H. So They got invited to the friend's 40th birthday party, fancy affair. They said no gifts. About half the people brought gifts. Now the birthday girl is seemingly, now she hasn't said anything, but she's seemingly upset and, you know, acted weird towards them. They were embarrassed. The invitation specifically said no gifts. So do people not mean it when they say no gifts?
I think there's a different way of wording it. If it's saying like gifts not required, that's leaving it up to the guest attending to decide if they want to bring it or not. But if it specifically says please no gifts, then that person already made up their mind. And there's no way she should be able to hold a grudge or treat that friend differently if she listened to the invitation like most people should.
Well stated. Very well.
Yeah.
Very well put. That's good.
Yes, Sarah, with an H.
Yeah, you should be a speechwriter for somebody. And by the way, if it says no gifts not required, you better damn well bring a gift. You know what I mean? If it says not required, but you know, you can if you want, well, then you better want.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a different way of putting, like, hey, it's not required. We don't expect everybody to. The party's the present for everybody being here celebrating me. But if it specifically says, please, no gifts, then that right there is your answer.
Should they, and the other question she asked, should they send a post gift?
No. No.
Michaela's shaking her head, too.
Change her mind. No.
No, because we're grown-ups. Like, just come celebrate my event with me. If it says no presents, it means no presents. Enjoy each other's company and move on. Because my biggest pet peeve is when somebody says something and then they're going to be passive aggressive or hold it. Girl, you said no presents. Let it go. That's more annoying. I quit being a friend just because she was being passive aggressive.
Right. Which leads me to the question, are we grown-ups? Are we really? And thank God we're not, because otherwise there'd be no bit to do. So that's all. Have fun at Nicki Minaj tomorrow night.
Thank you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela does a lot of work with a trainer. Does your trainer ever warn you about working out too much?
Yeah, he does actually. He's stopped some of my workouts and said I didn't get enough sleep the night before. And that the sleep is more important than the actual workout, which blew my mind.
It's all true. 25-year-old woman in South Carolina, her name is Jessica Johnson, decided to do. Have you ever heard of the Murph Challenge? It's a CrossFit thing.
No, but I'm not a CrossFit girl.
The Murph. You run a mile, do 300 squats, 200 push-ups, 100 pull-ups, and then you run another mile.
No.
That's the Murph.
That's a lot.
So this Jessica, she didn't start out from zero. She's already in good shape.
Yeah, right? Have to
You don't
be.
Want to just go out and go, hey, you know what? I'm going to start workouts today. I'm going to start by doing a Murph. That's not what you do. She's in great shape. She works out all the time. She had not done a hardcore upper body workout in a while. So because she went so hard, her biceps basically exploded.
No!
Her arms were so sore and so swollen the next day that she couldn't straighten them out. Now, we've all experienced.
Course.
If you work out at all,
yeah,
you've
yeah,
had that.
Yeah, it's just that. Sore.
But her friends started calling her the Hulk because her biceps were so swole, right? And they kept getting bigger. She finally went to urgent care a few days later because she lost feeling in her hands. They sent her to the ER because her crazy workout had caused something called rhabdo. It's short for rhabdomyolysis.
No, that sounds medical.
I don't know, but it's rhabdo. Mm-hmm. And that's when your muscle fibers are so damaged that the cells die and you get the toxins from the cells dying in your blood. It can cause liver damage, kidney damage. It can even kill you.
Well, if you've ever been looking for an excuse to not work out, I think you've found it through rap.
Or maybe just when somebody calls you a horrible name because you won't do the Murph, then you go, well, no, you're just kind of an idiot.
Yeah.
She had symptoms of dehydration. It's when you go to the bathroom and it's dark.
Of course.
It's dark. That's dehydration.
She thought she was fine. Her doctors were able to save her kidneys, and she is going to be okay. But they literally had to, this is so gross, but they had to reduce the swelling in her arms. And the craziest thing that you might have to do to reduce swelling in your arms,
yeah,
that's what they did. Whatever that is in your head, yeah, whatever just made you go, that's, yes.
Yeah.
So she's decided that she's done with extreme exercise for a while. They said she can ease back into it. Her new routine is going to be light jogging, walking, and what she calls gentle Pilates.
Yeah, good for you, sis.
No more Murph.
No.
Because you don't want to have to fix your arm swelling by going...
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Did you see his Corey Feldman story that came out today?
No.
Corey Feldman is going through a divorce right now.
Uh-huh.
His estranged wife, Courtney Feldman. That's not confusing. Corey and Courtney.
Adorable. I know. It's something meant to be.
Yeah. And if you're yelling at one of, you know, like, hey, Corey, hey, Cor, you know, or whatever, they both turn around. Huh? Who's joining me? Me. Maybe that's why they're getting divorced. They just can't stand it.
The communication is terrible. They don't know who they're talking to.
Right. And he can't handle it that everybody's calling him by his wife's name.
Yeah.
Or whatever, that they want to talk to her. They never want to talk to him.
Sure.
And yet he keeps answering when they're I see what the issue is. It also couldn't be anything about him being kind of weird.
God, he's a weird guy.
He's a weird cat.
And I'm not weird, but I just, he seems a little weird.
But he's rich. Who knew? He currently pays her around $2,000 a month. She wants five, which sounds like a lot, right? $5,000 a month for spousal support sounds like quite a bit. And you're thinking, well, God, you know, Corey Feldman, he must be broke, you know. On the contrary, she says he can afford $5,000 a month because he makes over six figures a month.
A month?
A month. I know, I read it. I literally read it four times to see if somehow this got, you know, like somebody, sometimes people anymore, and I don't know if anybody else notices this, but I do, that sometimes when people write, they're not, the details aren't always quite there. I'm like, you're a reputable publication. How could you get this wrong? But they do.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, not Corey. See, confusing. Mm-hmm. Courtney says he makes more than 280. So this is where I got confused. So she says he makes more than $280,000 in movie and TV residuals, touring, appearances, and merch.
Okay, and residuals make sense, but he's touring and doing merch.
Yeah, have you seen you've seen the videos every once in a while of him trying to be on stage performing?
No, and I gotta get better with this.
It's not good.
No.
And I'm sorry. It's, in fact, to be honest with you, we've been offered a couple of times when he's come to Vegas. Mm-hmm. They've said, you want to have Corey on the show? And I'm like, no, because I've seen other interviews and it's a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And sometimes those are fun just to throw the match and watch it burn.
Sure.
And I just went, this is not, it's just not worth it. Yeah. So I went, okay, maybe they got it wrong. And it's $280,000 a year. Still good. Still a lot of money.
Oh, very good.
Still great. No, she says $280 a month.
No, no way. No. That's a lot of money.
She said their marriage ended once that she said no to the recreational drugs and the party lifestyle. She can't hang. So think about this, though. Goonies, Goonies cash, Stand By Me cash, Lost Boys cash. And I'm sure I'm just scratching the surface. I didn't dig too deep.
No, that makes sense, though. And that was really during a time when, like, the money was right. Yeah, the residuals are probably really good, actually.
Somebody probably signed a really good deal for him when he was a kid.
Luckily, because that's not always the case.
And he's trying to put it all up his nose or whatever he's doing. But yeah. And then let's go on tour. So that's why he's still able to go out. And he thinks he's a star because he's able to buy that kind of treatment.
Right. Of course.
You know what I mean? There's one thing, Michaela, you know this as much as anybody. I know this a little bit that there's some gigs that are like the no money gigs, and you really, it's like you're digging a ditch or whatever. Nothing against ditch digging, but you know what I mean? Like where they just kind of, they spit on your shoe and they're just, and it's like, what are you doing here?
Totally.
Then there's other gigs where it's, you know, really great. And they're like, I'm doing a charity event this year that has a teleprompter. I'm doing a charity event tomorrow night. They have a teleprompter. Ed Bernstein's throwing it. And there's this thing has financial backing.
Yeah, we love
it. It's good. So the Four Seasons, there's you don't know the, you know, like how they have on TV where people read their, you know, read the news off the teleprompter.
Yeah.
It never happens. Never. Not even once. They have a prompter. I was like, my life is easy. And show up and look at the screen. I'll, of course, go off script like usual. But just do my own thing.
Yeah, but so it's nice to just have it there.
Good for him. Elsa Magana, this is kind of funny. It feels like she's been the champion of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown for about a month and a half.
I know.
She literally only has one win under her belt. We turned yesterday into an exhibition day because it turned into look at my Paw Patrol watch.
I know. With our
contestant, which was just adorable. And we went, you know, we're not playing a game today because this kid is fired up about the Paw Patrol watch. And I can't tell you how many people went, that may have been the best part of the show yesterday, which I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Yeah. I'm not sure if they meant that nicely. But Elsa Magana, we've decided she's from West Henderson, not from St. Rose. So Weehee is on the board. And she's got one win going for number two. Your chance to win New Kids on the Block residency tickets. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown coming up next. Okay, so no, it's sweet and your heart was in the right place. Tell the story again about how you dedicated this song to your fiance.
When Lisa and I started dating, I was doing a gig and I wanted to be very sweet, like you just said. I was very nervous. I was in front of a bunch of people and I said, I love my partner, Lisa. I'm so happy to be with her. And I'd like to dedicate this song to her.
That I can't feel my face when I'm with you. I'm numb. I'm numb in love. I'm so in love.
Exactly. You get me, Chet. You get me. She put me off stage. She said, why would you make a song about drugs dedicated to me when I don't even do drugs? I said, oh my God. I'm so sorry. And I have not let it down.
By the way, while the song was playing, I don't know how Corey Feldman is only worth $280,000 a month.
No.
He had a McDonald's commercial at the age of three. Honestly, if he played it right and if he got set up well as a kid, he should be making $280,000 a month off the interest.
Are you serious? You know what I
mean? I'm telling you, he's been in 1,000 movies. He's been in a bunch of TV shows. I'll bet he's getting mailbox money from American Dad. Bet he's getting mailbox money. What was the other cartoon? Sorry, I'm scrolling through IMDb right now.
He's only giving $2,000 to his soon to be ex-wife. That's so shady. That's no money for him.
He's got a roll of $100 bills in the bathroom that that's what he does with them.
Mm-hmm.
He wipes.
With that kind of money, yeah.
I had to spell that out for you. There's a million different things. He was in sitcoms when he was a kid. Tons of them.
Sure.
God bless America. Bad News Bears, Foul Play, which those are back in the 70s. He did Love Boat a bunch of times. He did Cheers. He did Friday the 13th movies. Corey F. Feldman.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Well, good for him.
He's getting off easy. If she's asking $5,000 a month, I think he's getting off easy.
Still, absolutely.
I don't see how he couldn't be making more money.
Yeah.
Elsa Magana from I almost said West Hollywood. That's funny.
Uh-huh.
Elsa Magana from West Henderson has one win under her belt in Michaela's hometown throwdown. If you can defeat her today, you will take over as champion. You will be the pride of your neighborhood. They'll throw a parade for you in the cul-de-sac this weekend. And you'll get New Kids on the Block residency tickets.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's see what awaits us today on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. It's become quite the adventure, hasn't it, Mika?
Yeah, it has.
By the way, Elsa, go easy on Michaela today. She's so sick.
Yes. Oh, no.
I'm telling you, man, sick enough that we put her in the other room.
So she secluded. I can't play with anybody.
She can, but only on the screens. And we see each other through the window, but it's not the same.
We're waving.
Elsa Magana from West Henderson's got one win under her belt. Got to skate yesterday. Got a nice day off for you yesterday. Back at it today, looking for win number two. Who is our challenger, Adrian?
We have Gina Selfridge representing North Las Vegas.
Selfridge, you say? Selfridge?
Yeah, Selvidge.
Selvidge. Did you marry into that name?
I did.
Thank God. Because I can only imagine all those little... I can only imagine all those little jerks that you went to school with calling you selfish over and over.
Right. Or Selvidge.
Yeah. Yeah, and they don't need... What does that mean? You know what I mean? They would just do it. That the kids would just do it. Because kids are jerks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, make sure that you buzz in with your name. Do not attempt to answer the question until we've acknowledged that you were the first one in. Because a lot of times people just blurt out an answer and they weren't the first one in, and then they just give the answer to the person that they're playing with. Salvage, what was your first name again?
Gina.
Oh, yeah, I got it. So I have to make a scoreboard. So Elsa and Gina and Chet and first one to three wins. Your quiz master is the one and only fighting death right now. fending off the crud. So you can win New Kids tickets. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody give it up for the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
The star of the hit show Friends, best known as Rachel Green, got her house swatted in LA this weekend. What's her name in real life?
Elsa. Elsa got in first.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, that's Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Who would dare? And by the way, swatting. How 2018?
I know.
That's terrible. Champ goes up one zip.
Anna Delvey and Tori Spelling were eliminated from what reality show this week?
Elsa. Dancing with the Stars.
Yep, Dancing with the Stars. Anna Delvey was great. Did you see the clip? Where they go, what are you taking away from this? And what did she say?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. She's like, I lost. I'm a loser. That's it. And it's just, did you ever see that show? What was it called? I forget what it was called.
But
whatever, where she was impersonating an heiress and all, and she treated people just horribly.
Yeah, it was a great show.
Just crazy. Champ is up two zip.
6 years after the filing, Jenna Dewan is officially divorced from her ex. What is his name?
Elsa for the win.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, and yeah, and just quick and dirty like that. Look at that. She's a two-time champ.
Dang, she was
man,
ready,
Gina.
Honey.
Gina thought she was going to just waltz in here, you know, and just kind of have a nice time and maybe win some New Kids tickets. And Elsa just said, no, this is my house.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm going to do?
Do something, Chet.
We're going to give Gina the New Kids tickets anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to give Gina New Kids tickets. And Elsa, you know what, Elsa? We're going to make this a full-on You're the Queen of All Residencies. Elsa gets Pitbull tickets. Gina gets the New Kids tickets. And everybody is a winner today. How about that?
I love this, Trent.
Sounds great. Love it.
Thanks. Okay. Everybody have a good weekend. That's really our goal, is to make sure that everybody has a great weekend. So I think that's a good way to start. Yeah. And we'll come back on Monday with our two-time champion, Elsa Magana from West, on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, no. Professor McGonagall from Harry Potter died.
No.
Yeah, Maggie Smith was her name. You know, it's one of those. Adrian actually brought it up a little bit ago, and I went, I don't know who that. And then you go look, and you go, oh, I know who that is.
You see the face. Aww.
Oh.
And you know, well, Harry Potter fans are intense. They'll take that really hard.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It really, really is true. Just know we share your pain.
Yeah,
we share your pain this morning. Also, you know, throwing love again to everybody in the Southeast. Man, that Hurricane Helene just all of a sudden went, okay, you're not paying enough attention to me. I'm going to be loud and I'm going to break stuff.
Yeah, it's, you know, scary. It just
roared through Florida last night. Hope everybody, you know, I know that they lost. I saw the last, has there been more than three that have passed?
I don't know.
I haven't seen anything else. On the good side of things, 69 days until Toy Drive. The Walgreens scannable is still going on through Monday. So make sure if you go to Walgreens and they ask you to donate. Now, that again can take many different forms. Because you know at your work, if they ask you, if you're in a position where you deal with the public and whatever, and they say, hey, we're going to do this thing. And they go, here's what it is. And everybody just kind of has their own interpretation of what that thing is.
Sure.
Even if they give you a script that, you know, but just kind of look around. You'll see a Toy Drive logo at Walgreens and just give them $1 if you can.
Yeah.
And then that way, and then you can go tell everybody, hey, you know, I was the first one. Donate this year. It was at Walgreens. Give them $2.
I get it.
Cool. 42 trucks. 7,774 bikes, 802,389 in cash and gift cards. One more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards starts in 69 days. And it's reached the point where when I say that now, I just get that little feeling in the pit of my stomach. Like,
do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I thought about this weekend about going out in the garage and, you know, and just checking on my stuff. And then I went, well, that's dumb. There's what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? It's all there. You know where all the stuff is. It's all right. Everything's, we could start tomorrow if we wanted to.
Sure. But
it is just around the corner. And please, please, please start now at Walgreens.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Should give you a quick reminder, too. I don't know if you've been listening to our buddy Trent, DJ, I would say DJ Max is what his DJ name is. DJ Max is doing traffic for us today. I love that dude. He's worked in this building forever and just kind of goes around and he fills in spots where he's needed. He's just the best dude doing traffic. But he also reminded me that along with, so you got Golden Knights tonight, you got Raiders on Sunday, you got Rebels on Saturday, there's a bajillion concerts and whatnot going on in town this weekend, and they've decided to close just about every single road for construction.
I know it. That is a game in itself.
It's like, you people all need to talk, honestly. Mm-hmm. The whole scheduling thing, you need that. You know, it's not unlike my wife and I. It's like, well, we're going to have dinner with my mother on Saturday. No, we're not, because, you know, you might, but I'm, you know what I mean? Like, that happens in people's houses.
Yes, it does.
Well, yeah. Well, we're taking Marcy to soccer at 3:00. Well, Jimmy has basketball at 3:30. How are we going to do all this?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Vegas needs to co-parent better.
Yes. Not a truer statement has ever been mentioned. Who is that we hear in the background, Adrian, for the 177-second survey?
We got Tia Francis from around the Meadows Mall area.
What's going on, dude?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Are you being very serious right now? You sound like you're very serious. Okay, good. I was worried. I was like, oh no, are you nervous a little bit? Tia? 2, 3, 4. We hear you breathing. We hear you driving. Tia, are you nervous a little bit? This isn't going to work very well. Why are you avoiding us now? She hung up?
Oh.
That's the weirdest. All right. Do we have somebody else? Just grab somebody. Just give me their name. No, you don't have to pick up the phone. All right. We'll pick up the phone then.
Okay.
We're kind of out of time. You know what? Oh, you know what? No more. No more 177 second survey. We're going to slide these Age of Chivalry. And I still didn't get to do this bit. Michaela, forget it. I'm just going to know. We'll move these. No, it's fine. We'll move the ticket. We're out of time. We'll move the tickets to Relationship Rehab in a minute. No harm, no foul.
Perfect.
It's Friday. What do we care?
Yeah.
No, you know what I'm going to do? You know what the smart host does?
What?
I'm going to hold this till Monday. So this is good. See, now I've got all my work done.
It's truly
a Friday. The question is, though, a lady on TikTok is going viral because she admitted that she still has trouble knowing her left from her right. And I literally have a friend that has done this. I've known him since high school, and they still do this today. I saw them a week ago, and they still do this. That if you ask them, hey, it's over there to your right, he will put his hand over his heart and start to say the Pledge of Allegiance so he knows which way to go.
Stop it.
Which way, right and left.
That's actually a good tip. I'm
you know
surprised.
Anybody like that? Do you get confused by your left and your right?
No, I feel pretty confident in my left and my right. Don't know a lot, but I do know
it's,
that.
It's more common than you think. All right. So we'll get into that on Monday. We'll get into relationship rehab because I want to make sure we have plenty of time. He said, the dude wrote, he says, call me Buck. Okay, Buck. Right. Buck wants out of his marriage. His wife appears to have chosen Instagram over him.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, man, it's Friday. Can you believe 69 days till toy drive?
Cannot.
Bizarre.
Cannot.
Just bizarre. Go to Walgreens this weekend. If they ask you to donate, they're asking for toy drive. So give them $1 if you can. Give them $1 million if you could. That'd be
please.
Really,
yes.
Wouldn't mind seeing that first $1 million toy drive this year. 42 trucks, 7,774 bikes, $802,389 in cash and gift cards. And I'm telling you, and I had this conversation with somebody just the other day, I really believe, and I know it seems like it's, you know, how can we do any better? I truly believe that we're still just scratching the surface of what toy drive could possibly be. And before you start going, well, what do you do with all that? There's 100 charities, and trust and believe, there every single last bit gets used. Sure. And last year we had fewer bikes than we had the year before. So some places didn't get as many as they got the year before. Some charities, you know, and we're talking about, so you spread it out, right? Over the 100 charities, you spread it out. So maybe, you know, a couple got two bikes less than they did the year before. So, but still, that's two kids, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And the cash, and lest you believe that it's so funny the way people think, but they go, Help Us Southern Nevada must be drowning in money. No, they take that money and buy gift cards, or they take that money and buy. So for example, if we have younger girls that we need more toys for, then they fill in those blanks with that cash. Trust me, it all goes. And yeah. I know for a lot of people that they're like, well, I don't know how. Well, come and hang out. I always tell people when they have questions, because you know how, and especially it's really, it's a compliment when people think that there's something shady going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, go volunteer. And by the way, don't volunteer it at Toy Drive. Volunteer at distribution.
Yeah.
That's where you'll see the people. You'll see the stuff. You'll see where it goes. And it's earth changing. Life changing.
Yeah. Life and earth changing.
You take life changing and earth shattering together and it becomes earth changing.
Love it.
Yeah. Aces in the WNBA semifinals Sunday against the New York Liberty. Right. I think that's at noon. Isn't that at noon?
12:30 start, I think. So yep.
Yeah. Didn't I write that on this sheet? I don't know. Then Raiders in Cleveland Sunday. Rebels tomorrow against Fresno State. A billion concerts going on. Golden Knights tonight. Utah making their first trip to the fortress tonight. And if we win, it counts. If not, it's just practice. So all of that going on. Now, it's a crazy weekend. Welcome to Friday. Thank you for starting it with us. This blows my mind a little bit that this is an actual thing. He says, I need an unbiased opinion. My wife is choosing Instagram over me.
Oof.
It's to the point where I think it's time for me to get out. We're both early 30s, no kids. Why are you laughing?
No comment. Please continue. Okay. I'm listening eagerly.
Do you want the address?
No. Yes, give me the IG. Hold on.
Well, you're the problem here, sir. I thought it. Okay. I almost wrote him back. Let me go look. I don't know. We're both early 30s, no kids. I gave her an ultimatum, me or Instagram. It got to that point.
Yeah.
Me or Instagram. She chose Instagram. If I may just step away from this for half a second, it's possible. I'm thinking it's possible that she's not taking him seriously, but he is serious. She chose Instagram. She's gotten to the point where she can't do anything without posting it. She's become obsessed with how many people she has following her. No, I don't know how many that number is, but to get more followers, she began posting provocative photos and started getting flirty with some of her followers. This literally, yeah, right? I know. Mm-hmm. I know. Which I understand now why he wants out. This literally does nothing for her financially or career-wise. It's all ego or whatever she feels like she's getting from it, which she doesn't seem to be able to define. So before we start asking questions, it feels kind of like they've all been answered, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, it does.
I don't need to share my wife with pervs on social media, Adrian. Or me. If saying I'm leaving won't stop her, what will? Literally, she's choosing that life over ours.
Oh,
yeah. Now, I don't know. This is one of those, again, this is, and I've, there's been a lot of these lately where I'm like, what am I missing? What am I missing? I'll step up and say it. Yeah, man, I think you've answered your own question. You're looking for somebody to back you up. And I want to choose love, but again, you've given her the choice. You've told her there's a, you just got to talk to him. He talked to her. He told her. Yes.
Yeah. I'm hearing everything you're saying. I still feel in the middle.
Okay.
Hold
on to that just for a second.
Okay.
Really, really think this through. Cause you can't just, I need you to back it up. You know what I mean? So really think that through.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So you have 3 minutes to form your argument.
No
problem. Relationship rehab. Call us 702-364-9898.
Weekday mornings. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I realized I'm mad about this one, about relationship rehab. I'm taking it personally on behalf of Buck, if that is his real name.
Okay.
His wife is choosing Instagram over him. They're no kids, still relatively, you know, I mean, they're young, early 30s.
Sure.
So she, my guess is she's hot, and not for nothing. My guess is so is he. You know what I mean? What?
You make that assumption about the husband being hot?
Oh, yeah.
I would actually assume.
Come on.
I feel like he'd be more secure about the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think either of them were hot, quote unquote.
I was just going off. He said his name was Buck. So I was like, what are you, Chippendale? What are you, Thunder Down Under? Buck?
I go by the name Buck.
Yeah, who goes, call me Buck? And, you know, that does infer a certain amount of confidence, at least in my world. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I didn't even think about. Well, I can't wait to see how this turns out. She is way active on Instagram to the point of where he said enough already. I need to, you know, choose. It's either me or Instagram. She said, I choose Instagram. And to get more followers, she began posting provocative photos and started getting flirty. Okay. So I have a question where that goes in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Really, do you want to go first or you want to talk to Marissa? What do you want
to
do?
Let's talk to Marissa. I want to hear what she thinks. And then I'll give you
Talk to Marissa. Yeah. And then we'll fill in the blanks from all that.
You got it.
Marissa. And he said she literally she's not making money. It's not helping. It's not her career or any of that. Marissa, your thoughts.
I feel like they're married, right? This isn't a girlfriend. Yep. Like, you need to have a little bit of respect for your husband. I've been married 18 years. And, you know, like, you can, if he's not secure enough, she just needs to respect his wishes. It's not making money. It's not her job. I don't understand what, I mean, it's just attention. She needs attention for some reason, it sounds like.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that kind of just disrespectful to your husband. It was like a brand new girlfriend. Sure, bye, guy. You're not secure enough. Whatever. But this is her husband.
Everybody's chomping at the bit. Michaela first. Go.
I totally agree with you, sis. However, I think it's deeper than that. I think that if she's looking for this attention, she's posting provocative photos. I think the issue runs with maybe intimacy with her man. And instead of being like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. Like, I feel like I'm not getting the right attention and love for him. And I'm not saying this is Buck's fault either. I'm saying it feels like there's something missing and she's trying to get validation from an outside source. And I wish the conversation was, do you want to throw this into couples therapy to figure out what's going on instead of like a quick kibosh? Because I don't think that breaking up is the answer. I also think that when women or men in their early 30s, there's still a little bit of insecurity. I know I was in my early 30s as well, is looking for validation. It's coming from a deeper place than just like, oh, ego. I want a couple comments and followers, in my opinion.
Adrian.
I agree 100%. I do. I think that it's deeper. I think it's his insecurity and it's her missing something in that relationship for sure.
Yeah.
Adrian.
And I would just say, when you talk about the money and not making money yet, like, it's a gradual, like, it takes time to be able to do that. Or you never know, she has a Hawk Tua moment and your guys' life is changed forever. So you can't just like, hey, you're not making money now. Like, it doesn't work that way. So if she's having an increase, like if you're seeing a gradual growth in her account, like, she has to keep going.
That's great. Hey, can I throw this out there?
Yeah.
If this was flipped and it was him that was talking, my man is talking to women on social media, we'd have the torches and pitchforks out and people would be advocating murder. You're shaking your head. People would be advocating murder. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I don't think we would be. I think if the conversation stays where someone is just not feeling validated in the relationship, I'd say it if it was a man. I'd be like, clearly he's not getting some needs met. He's feeling insecure. Take it into couples therapy.
I just made this face at Michaela. Ugh.
Yeah, you sure did.
And I did. Yeah. Only because I've lived this. I've seen it. He's cheating. He's blah, blah, blah. It's emotional abuse. I've heard it a million times. I would love to think that everybody was so mature. I wish you were right, Michaela. It's just that if he was, my man is talking to girls on social media, and they'd be going, you don't need him, sis. Leave. Right, Marissa? Say I'm right.
She didn't even say it with any confidence, Chet. She is my girl through and through, baby. She said,
You're right.
Don't you feel bad, Mama?
I don't know that I am. No, and there's always...
No, that's a fair point.
It's the great thing about relationship rehab, too, is there's always... I always feel like we get all sides.
Yes.
You know, and then you kind of try and play it out. Michaela, you're not wrong. Oh, my God. If there was ever a couple that needed counseling, it's these two.
Yeah.
You know, because they do need... he started off with this. He said, I need an unbiased opinion. Yeah, you need that from a professional in a room. And again, I wonder if she took him seriously. We don't know what we don't know, but I wonder, I mean, he said, okay, it's either me or Instagram. Ha ha. Okay, Instagram. You know what I mean? I'm like, ha ha, stupid. Sure. Go back, go to play Call of Duty again.
Well, and a lot of people may not agree with me on this, but I'm a very staunch advocate. I think when there's infidelity, cheating, emotionally, whatever, it's so much bigger than like, oh, they're cheating. Like, I do believe in having conversations. I do believe in trying to mend. I've been in a situation where there was infidelity and it was a much larger issue. Wow. So I think that like, it's easy to be like, oh yeah, just get rid of her, just get rid of him. But I don't think that's fair. And I think it's a throwaway to something that could be a really great lesson.
Well, you know what we've learned today, Marissa?
Yeah.
Who the most mature one on the show is. That's what we've learned today. So Michaela is the mature one on the show and all of that.
And Marissa agreed with me.
Have a good week.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Listen, I know when you look at me, you think this is a guy who's on top of the dating trend.
Yes.
Well, you'd be right. You'd be right. No, the 2025 dating trends have come out.
Oi.
It's almost October, right?
Cuffing season.
So, what'd you say?
Cuffing season.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. You've never heard my theory on all of this.
I want to know.
No, there's a window that's closing rapidly that if you find yourself in a relationship, and I'm going to say that you've got maybe another 6 weeks, and man, the how serious everybody gets about Halloween now too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that if you find yourself in a relationship, you got to stay in that relationship all the way till after Valentine's Day.
Oh, God.
No, and there's a slight window in a few different places where you can get out of that relationship, because otherwise, oh, he broke up with me, or she broke up with me in the holidays. It was right before Christmas. It was right after Christmas. Okay, well, that's great. Then you've got like a little two-week window in January.
Oh, yeah. After the New Year's kiss or before?
Oh, no, after.
After,
oh, no,
okay, after. Okay.
But you've got to be really careful, because if it's too close to New Year's and too close to Christmas, right after Christmas. Right after the New Year's kiss. But if you wait too long, he broke up with me right before Valentine's Day.
Oh, God.
Okay, listen, give us another 10 minutes. 2025 dating trends. We'll get to it then. But yeah, now you know where I stand on a lot of this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so let's get to it. Top 2025 dating trends. Because you know this, I'm all about it.
Everything you need to know. Chef Buchanan knows.
Get ready for yap trapping, Michaela. When somebody just talks about themselves on a date and doesn't ask any questions. 49% of singles have dated a yap trapper before. Freak matching. Where you connect with somebody over your quirk or kink or freak.
Can somebody match my freak?
Or your general weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, they always say that opposites should attract, but Michaela and I are the same person.
Yeah.
Are you and Lisa the same person?
No, in some ways we are, but she's very calm and I'm very spicy and it works for us.
Amy and I are different versions of the same person.
Yeah, I hear that.
And God help you, I want to know how it works with the people who are different politically, yet they stay.
Oh my God, I don't even know how you would do that.
In 2024 or 2025, as the case may be. Next trend, grim keeping.
Oh, what's that?
Bonding with somebody over your darker side or shared dislikes. 28% have bonded over mutual hatred before.
Wait, that's a theory. They say that, like, that's how people bond the most. You get love through hatred.
I think they're all, the freak matching and the grim keeping are not even distant cousins. Those are first cousins.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if you can find somebody who shares your kink, whatever that may be, maybe your kink is the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or whatever it is that you, hey, I like that too. Great. Star Trek. You know?
Oh,
whatever.
God, Star
but
Trek.
Also, love Star Trek, hate Star Wars. Do it together. You know? Fantastic. Being smutten, not smitten, when you fantasize about things from shows or movies happening in real life. Wow.
Oh, is that like role play? A fancy word for just role playing?
Maybe.
Okay, smutten.
Maybe. And finally, and I love this one, sticking. Top 2025 dating trends. Sticking. Pursuing somebody after looking past the initial ick. Or maybe so you're sticking. Initially, yeah. Not so much.
They gave you the ick, baby, but now.
But you were able to get past it and it turned out pretty good.
Great.
And maybe the ick is something that you even like now.
It's your kink, your freak match.
All right, good. Well, hopefully you will find love and romance and eternal happiness in 2025. And you've done the right thing. You're already off to a good start by listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
All right, let's get into the weekend with a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I put this on our show sheet and Michaela's not impressed. It's a Troy story. See what I did there with the...
I see it. Let me hear the story.
Troy story, though, like Toy Story.
No, I get it. Listen, I'm proud. What do you want me to say? I'm proud of you. I think it's very clever, Troy story.
Yeah, you're into cute until you're not into cute. I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what we're doing.
I know what we're doing. You love Troy story. Now I want to hear the story.
That was very funny. She's truly not. She's looking at me like, I'm not going to be impressed. Stop trying to convince me to be impressed. 79-year-old woman broke her leg in three places while she was on a hike in Washington State. Search and rescue could not get there for 5 hours.
No.
So a random guy who's in the Air Force, guess what his name is?
Would it be Troy?
Carried her out on his back. He's Troy May is his full name. He's 20 years old. One of his friends helped out a little bit, but Troy carried her on his back for the better part of 3 hours.
God bless him.
Why is this 79-year-old woman hiking that far out in the boonies?
That's the first question.
I get it. Way to go, sissy, but good Lord. She broke her leg in three places when she fell. Another random person who's a physical therapist helped out with a makeshift splint as Troy was carrying this woman out. His boots were great for hiking, but not great for, you know, carrying somebody with
man.
It.
Oh, man.
So his boots were giving him blisters.
Oh.
So somebody else gave Troy his shoes.
I love this.
Then, once they got the woman out of the woods, 3 hours later, They had to drive her to the hospital 2 hours away.
Oh, my God.
Which, again, what 79 years old out there that far?
Yeah.
Doing that thing. Then once they drove her, Troy and his buddy drove the woman to the hospital 2 hours away, waited with her until her son got there. She ended up with 11 screws and a titanium plate in her leg. Troy is getting all kinds of attention and gratitude and pats on the back.
Of course.
For doing what he did, including the Air Force. This is how we heard about this, because then it went big. When the Air Force gave Troy a special achievement medal for basically saving this woman's life.
Honestly, he did.
And representing the Air Force with pride. Everybody at Nellis right now is yeah. So, way to go. That's your Troy Story edition. Troy Story.
I got Nicola. It.
Troy
got story. It the first time.
Good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, before we head out for the weekend. You know when people tell you sit up straight? Sit up straight. It's good for your back. Sit up straight.
Yeah.
It's actually bad for your back.
Good.
It puts pressure on the spine. The position with the
everyone's literally adjusting their backs right now.
The position, you did it in your car too, didn't
you?
Relax, everybody. The position with the least pressure was found to be leaning 135 degrees backward. I don't really know what that means. Okay, 90, I don't know, whatever. Get a protractor. What are we, in fourth grade? I don't know what's happening.
I just like the idea that everybody, including us, is trying to figure out what that means now with our backs and standing.
It just means reclined. If you're sitting, recline.
Okay,
it's
great.
It's the least pressure. More than 19,000 people have been relocated within the U.S. Federal Witness Protection Program. Not a single one of them has ever been tracked down by the criminals they were hiding from. Do you believe that, or do you believe that's just a story that they tell so that, you know what I mean? Some people go, I'm not going to witness protection. It doesn't work.
Uh-huh. Out of 19,000 people, I believe it.
Because somebody would say.
Totally.
If there, we would hear. But I'm sorry. It's Friday. I'm going to do it. Sometimes you just read what's put in front of you.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just words on a page.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? But you can fit 63 Earths inside of Uranus.
What?
Good night, everybody. I'll see you Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T. The planet Uranus, the 63 Earths could fit.
No, I got it. Yeah, no, I got the joke.
Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Oh, no, I'm supposed to follow that.
63 of them, brother.
Instagram and TikTok. Follow me at Heavyweight Radio. Also, check out the Unlikely Podcast. 48,000 subscribers. We are 2,000 away.
48, baby.
Let's go, my guy.
2 away from 50K. Go subscribe on YouTube and listen to the show on that free Odyssey app where you can catch up on all of the shows this week of the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's way better than that Mr. McMahon documentary on Netflix.
Yes.
And it's real time, people. I'm just saying. Not 58, not 62. 63 of them.
Let's go.
In there.
You can follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll see you tonight at Delilah. Have a great weekend.
Fancy. If you can get in. It's very exclusive, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'll see you on Monday. Hey, go Rebels. All right?
Yes.
It's been a rough week over there. The Fertitta Football Complex. Rebels in Fresno State tomorrow at 12:30. Make sure if you go to Walgreens and they ask you to donate, say yes. That's for Toy Drive. That'll end on Monday. Raiders against Cleveland on Sunday. Let's see what happens. And you're fighting, scrapping, back from the trash heap Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA semifinals in New York to take on the Liberty Sunday morning. It's a big sports weekend in Southern Nevada, and we'll catch you on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, before we head out for the weekend. You know when people tell you sit up straight? Sit up straight. It's good for your back. Sit up straight.
Yeah.
It's actually bad for your back.
Good.
It puts pressure on the spine. The position with the
everyone's literally adjusting their backs right now.
The position, you did it in your car too, didn't
you?
Relax, everybody. The position with the least pressure was found to be leaning 135 degrees backward. I don't really know what that means. Okay, 90, I don't know, whatever. Get a protractor. What are we in fourth grade? I don't know what's happening.
I just like the idea that everybody, including us, is trying to figure out what that means now with our backs and standing.
It just means reclined.
Straight.
If you're sitting, recline.
Okay,
it's
great.
It's the least pressure. More than 19,000 people have been relocated within the U.S. Federal Witness Protection Program. Not a single one of them has ever been tracked down by the criminals they were hiding from. Do you believe that, or do you believe that's just a story that they tell so that you know what I mean? Some people go, I'm not going to witness protection. It doesn't work.
Uh-huh. Out of 19,000 people, I believe it.
Because somebody would say.
Totally.
If there, we would hear. But I'm sorry. It's Friday. I'm going to do it. Sometimes you just read what's put in front of you.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just words on a page.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? But you can fit 63 Earths inside of Uranus.
What?
Good night, everybody. I'll see you Monday. Everybody have a great weekend. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, C-H-E-T. The planet Uranus, the 63 Earths could fit.
No, I got it. Yeah, no, I got the joke.
Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Adrian.
Oh, no, I'm supposed to follow that.
63 of them, brother.
Instagram and TikTok. Follow me at Heavyweight Radio. Also, check out the Unlikely Podcast. 48,000 subscribers. We are 2,000 away.
48, baby.
Let's go, my guy.
2 away from 50K. Go subscribe on YouTube and listen to the show on that free Odyssey app where you can catch up on all of the shows this week of the Chet Buchanan Show.
It's way better than that Mr. McMahon documentary on Netflix.
Yes.
And it's real time, people. I'm just saying. Not 58. Not 62, 63 of them.
Let's go.
In there.
You can follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I'll see you tonight at Delilah. Have a great weekend.
Fancy. If you can get in. It's very exclusive, you know.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'll see you on Monday. Hey, go Rebels. All right?
Yes.
It's been a rough week over there. The Fertitta Football Complex. Rebels in Fresno State tomorrow at 12:30. Make sure if you go to Walgreens and they ask you to donate, say yes. That's for Toy Drive. That'll end on Monday. Raiders against Cleveland on Sunday. Let's see what happens. And you're fighting, scrapping back from the trash heap Las Vegas Aces in the WNBA semifinals in New York to take on the Liberty Sunday morning. It's a big sports weekend in Southern Nevada, and we'll catch you on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.